WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge after one of the bodies turned over by Hamas this week turned out not to be the woman they claimed it was. Mother Shiri Bibas, instead it was a Gaza woman. Bibas's two sons were turned over. Republican senators pushing through a $340 billion budget framework in an all-night session. The man accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, Luigi Mangione, is in court today. ABC's Janice Hughes at the courthouse.
In court today, the judge is expected to ask the defense and prosecution for an update on the exchange of evidence and could also set a trial date for when this is all moving forward. Keep in mind, Mangione is also facing charges in Pennsylvania. And, of course, he's facing those federal charges. And if convicted of those federal charges, he could be facing the death penalty.
An 11-year-old girl from the Galveston, Texas area dying by suicide after being bullied at school over her family's immigration status. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. UW-Madison officials once more are asking for permission to tear down the campus's deteriorating humanities building. The State Journal reports campus officials have been asking for a complete demolition of the Mossy building for over a decade. That structure was built in the 60s. It's crumbling on the inside. A real estate property scam targets vacation homes and vacant land. Scammers pose as property owners looking to make a quick sale of unoccupied land they don't own. With more deals being done electronically, it's easier for scammers to dupe realtors and buyers. Sign up for free property fraud alerts at propertyfraudalert.com. And the sturgeon harvest is still low this year, with just a few days left in the spearing season. The Department of Natural Resources reports just 27 fish were harvested Thursday. Wardens say it's unlikely that spearers on Lake Winnebago will meet the harvest quotas this season, with only 454 fish taken this winter. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice finish to the work week. Sunny skies today with a high near 24. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows near the 7 above. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 20s, up to 38 on Sunday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, 0 degrees.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily with the Bare Naked Ladies on Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake? I like a stinking ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With dollar maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny enough just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bunch my stadium home of the Robbie.
Nine Max FM.
Yeah.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:12 on Friday morning. Yes, the weekend is almost in sight. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, it's warming up, sunny, a high of 25. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 7 degrees. On Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 29. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 38. I know we don't normally talk about Mondays, but we're going to today. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 46 degrees. So yes, it is going to warm up. We're breaking that cold spell. We also are keeping tabs on. We have a chance of some rain in this forecast. And so that means that it could lead to some interesting overnight conditions into the early mornings. Too early to confirm what's going to happen there. We'll monitor this weather system throughout the weekend. But we're looking Monday night, we could see a chance of rain going into Tuesday morning. So we'll keep tabs on that. Obviously, the forecast can change. And then also Wednesday, rain chances as well. So kind of interesting weather. It is Wisconsin. You never know what the weather is going to do. Currently, it's 0 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily?
Of course it is. A nice big fat zero for Friday morning. Happy Friday, Dave.
Happy Friday. And it is indeed Friday. Not any other day of the week, like I thought it was when we first got up this morning.
You've had trouble with that lately. I think you even made up a new... No, it was a number. What was that? 20 and 30 mixed together or something? I don't know.
Something like that, yes. Yeah, so it was
okay.
Like...
You know what? It's just every day for us, and every day is wonderful, so that's...
Fun. Yes. You know, we love what we do, and that's the other part of it, quite honestly. We get up in the morning, we're ready to go, we like doing this, and that's, when you love your job, there's a lot to be said about that as well. So I think that's part of it. So it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Honestly, it could be a Monday, and we're still going to be happy to be here, right, Emily?
We're going to be here. Usually we're happy. No, we're always happy to be here. Yes. We are just, like we wake up with everybody else and get everybody else going. And that is our job. And we are happy to do so. Absolutely. Even if it's 0 degrees. But like Dave said, it's going to warm up. So feel good about that, folks.
Well, in looking outside the window here this morning, it is sunny out there. And I think that's the other part that helps. As you see the sun shining, you're like, all right, that is a good thing. So I just look out and I see the sun shining. It's going to be a beautiful day. So... And plus, I get to go play absolutely. With power tools.
This is always a good day for Dave. Power tools, you know, cars, you know, whatever it is that he can kind of, you know, get his gear head on. He is happy, and it is, that's even better.
Well, power tools and lasers, I should say. So whoever's letting me use a laser today, I'm not sure. I think I have supervision today, though, so we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Shenanigans.
It is Friday. If you're feeling that way, yeah, for sure. See, no, I told you you're a superhero. I told you. Get out the cape, Dave. It's happening.
Yeah, I got to find where
Friday.
I left it. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and I think somebody is missing the cape here because this is something I started reading about this morning. And with the industry that I used to work in, and I used to be a full-time IT guy last year, and then I decided to make the jump into doing radio full-time. I used to do IT full-time, still do some IT, obviously, for Civic Media and Max FM, but it's not my primary thing anymore. And one of the things that's very frustrating in the IT arena is sometimes when you have to call manufacturer for support. And now, there are two kinds of people who will do types of troubleshooting. They'll do anything they can to troubleshoot their own problems to avoid having to deal with customer support. And then, Emily, there are just those who immediately call customer support.
Well, bad news for that second group. You may be waiting for an artificially long time because the company won't solve your own problems. Hewlett-Packard, or HP, has just added 15-minute wait time for everyone that dials into their call center. It just started yesterday, although only in Europe for now, but you know it's coming. So, it doesn't add on to the frustration of having to wait in the first place. I mean, I am the person who does try to do it themselves first, right. But at a certain point, you do need to call. I mean, you just do.
You do, and that's this thing that's kind of mind-boggling to me, is that HP is going to do this, and we're naming the company, and I've dealt with HP before. Good. And dealt with them in the computer arena specifically, not just related to their printers, because they do make printers as well. And it was interesting because dealt with them on the computer level. And their support on their computer system just, it ticked me off, for lack of a better way of putting it. I'll behave myself with this morning with it. But HP admits they're doing this on purpose to encourage people to use their online resources to solve their own problems. They're targeting people who are supposedly clogging up their phone lines with issues that can easily be handled online or by using one of those virtual chat bots, which, yeah, Emily, those are no fun whatsoever.
No, they don't really get the job done. And I do have to say, like, there's a good population of people who aren't going to do that or can't do that or don't understand how to do that or shouldn't have to do that, you know? So I don't know this. I feel like this is really putting some people in a position. You know, I don't care for this at all. I think that people already have to wait enough to get help on things they don't understand. And customer service is there to help people. So just to force people to wait and get more frustrated is just kind of telling people like, oh, you don't have to do your job. It's fine. You know, like, that's not
cool. We don't mind that you're suffering with our product that obviously isn't working, you know. And it's, like I said, not my first go around with HP on technical support side of things. And when I saw this morning, I was intrigued by it. And I know, like I said, normally I wouldn't name the company, but it's beyond frustration. And like you said, there's people out there that are not going to be able to deal with the chat. It's like when you call some of these 800 numbers and you got to go through all the prompts, and you're like, agent, or other colorful things. Yeah, you know.
I mean, I can't even believe, like, whenever I hear that, I'm like, do we really live in that world now that we have to actually ask to talk to a human? And that's been, like, 10 years already, right? So, like,
it has.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's been going on for a while, and it's a common thing. And now the collateral damage will hit people with more complicated problems who have already exhausted those online options. There's no word yet on when this system could make it to the United States, but you know what, like Emily was saying, we think it could be coming to the United States soon. So there is that aspect of it, and I think that this will be problematic. And just dealing in the tech arena, still dabbling in that world, I don't think it's giving customer service a good name in this case. I think it will backfire on them, quite honestly. And I really do expect them to have bigger issues with it. I think that their wait times are just going to be just as atrocious in the grand scheme of things. And also, when you run into that, you're going to have people that are just going to say, you know what, I'm not going to buy that product anymore. They're going to be done with that product. They're going to say, you know what, I'm going to go buy something else. And then when people see this going on online, Emily, they're just going to walk away and get a different brand, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's part of the thing. If you're going to make an announcement like this about how you're unwilling to help people work with your brand, people will find a different brand. You know, that's just... I think it's uncool.
Yeah, I do too.
If I can find a nicer way to say that, uncool, I think, is where we're at.
Yeah, uncool. I like
it's
it,
the
Emily.
The nicest way I can say this.
Yeah, I think shenanigans are afoot, and no one's going to schmoove over there and buy that stuff. We worked them all.
And maybe they should, you know, they should take our vibe from the morning show and, you know, schmoove on in to help people, because that's not what they're doing here. So
no.
A forced wait time, yep, no, we're going to on that one in the morning show for sure.
I know. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those, I was dumbfounded when I was reading that early this morning. Like, we're talking about it. I'm like, yeah, anytime you're saying, oh, I'm going to make you wait, it's like, no, I walk away, you know. And those chatbots are annoying. I'm going to say that too, as a tech guy. They're annoying. I don't think they're that useful. So that's my humble opinion this morning.
Uncool, folks.
Uncool. But hey, it's going to be uncool this weekend. It's going to warm up, as we talked about. So looking forward to it.
Ooh, that was good.
I knew you'd appreciate it. So we're looking forward to that. So Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to look through our celebrity weekend birthday list. We're going to do our best to pare it down. If somebody is celebrating today, let us know. 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. They have served the area for 67 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 608-643-8531.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Enjoy your favorite cocktail while munching on a Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Join them now and plan for next month when you can order from a special menu to share with your special someone on Valentine's Day. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, the Violet Sage Wellness and Gifts. Choose services such as spiritual readings, foot detox and massage, Reiki sessions, or gift and spiritual items such as candles, cleansing sprays, sage, crystals, and more. Ask about their weekly forecasts, phone readings, and home parties. Violet Sage, for gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum music, Max FM.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I am joined by Mallory from the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. How are you doing today, Mallory?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today. The reason that you're here is we're going to talk about the coldest night out happening at the Baraboo Civic Center Saturday night. And it's been very cold out this past week, and that has impacted so many people in the community. Right, Mallory?
More than we wish.
Yeah, for sure. And it's something that we want to help those people out that are going through homelessness and experiencing hunger in our area. Let's talk about what's happening.
Absolutely. So, I mean, for starters, let's just imagine facing the day without the comfort of a roof over your own head. It truly happened to anyone, and it's really about stripping away the stigma and truly understanding the human stories behind the statistics. So let's just imagine you're only an unexpected medical bill, a loss of a job, a heartbreaking divorce. I mean, anything can really change our lives in an instant. So what we're doing this Saturday is the second annual Coldest Night of the Year is more than, it's a 2K, 5K fundraising event, and it's really more than just a walk. It's a chance to really step into the shoes of those facing homelessness and to raise awareness about this crucial issue, especially during these bitterly cold months.
And this is happening Saturday over at the Baraboo Civic Center, 124 2nd Street here in Baraboo. What time does everything get started and what's going to be happening on Saturday?
Absolutely. So it's starting at the lower south side of the Civic Center. It starts at 4 with registration. During registration, we're delighted to have the talented Chris Utley from the Swing Crew, who will be performing some live music during the registration, as well as send off, just really getting us an energetic and festive tone for all of the participants. 4:45, we'll have a little speech, and then you can choose whether you want to do the 2K or the 5K. And then when you come back, enjoy some delicious offerings from Starbucks. We have Pizza Ranch. We have Cordelia's Cottage Bakery, Salty Sea Pig.
It sounds like it's going to be a great night, a great opportunity to help people out, enjoy some great music, enjoy some great food, and help those in need in the community. Now, if people are not able to make it there on Saturday and they want to make a donation, Mallory, how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. You are more than welcome to stop by Pathway Home and drop off a donation, or you're able to mail it to us. Otherwise, you can go onto our Facebook page. We do have a link there, which is a safe PayPal option. Even $5, I mean, really adds up.
Anything helps. So you can go to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin's Facebook page to find that link and to make that donation. And if you're able to, you can participate in the 2K or the 5K over at the Baraboo Civic Center. Get there by 4:45 so you can register, enjoy some great music, and participate in the coldest night out of the year. Mallory, is there anything that you would like to add today?
Honestly, just lace up your boots and come walk to raise awareness about homelessness and definitely support those in need. It's a great way to bring the community together.
It is definitely a great way to bring the community together and help out those in need. Mallory, thank you so much for joining us, Dave. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today and tomorrow we have drop-off days for the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club Farm Consignment Auction. We're accepting items from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. They accept farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, trailers, and much more. Again, that's the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club Farm Machinery Auction drop-off dates this Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Full slate of auctions next week, including a very nice line of farm machinery for Josh and Melissa Marks. Drop off for our Hillsboro Farm Consignment Auction all on Tuesday, and then our Reedsburg February Farm Consignment Auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg on Thursday. All of our auctions can be viewed at gavinbros.com as well as our real estate listings. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The NHL's Four Nations Faceoff Championship, a major success, and it all came to an end last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Canada knocked off the U.S. 3-2 in overtime. Connor McDavid scoring the game winner. U.S. forward Brady Tkachuk says the loss stings.
This sucks. I thought this team deserved more. We had chances there to finish it off. This has been my favorite hockey memories, just playing for this team.
Bucks came out of the All-Star break, knocking off the Clippers 116-110 at Fiserv last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup with 23 points and 8 rebounds. Bucks forward Bobby Portis suspended 25 games for violating the NBA's anti-drug policy. Portis says he took a pain-killing medication by accident and apologized for his mistake. College hoops tonight. Marquette hits the road. They'll play at Villanova, 6 p.m. tip time on FS1. UW-Milwaukee's at Youngstown State. Green Bay on the road at Robert Morris. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice finish to the work week. Sunny skies today with a high near 24. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows near 7 above. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 20s, up to 38 on Sunday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, 0 degrees.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:34 on Friday morning. We'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries shortly. If you are celebrating, text us now. Here is Tommy Two Tone on Max FM.
Jenna, Jenna.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Friday, February 21st, Emily, and we have some celebrity birthdays today.
We do. It is Friday, February 21st, and there are so many. So we get to kind of skip through these quickly because we get to do 3 days in a row because we're facing the weekend. So let's see here. Oh, okay, I'm going to start with Jordan Peele. Come on. Key & Peele, he's 46, Twilight Zone host and writer-director of Get Out, Us, and Nope. He won an Oscar for Get Out, for the screenplay for Get Out. Those movies were creepy in a way that movies haven't been in a long time. So I do appreciate what he does because I do like a good scare. So he is very talented. So happy birthday to Jordan Peele. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 46. Titus Burgess is 46. He is Titus on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Such a funny show. Who do you see up here, Dave?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You're talking just about Jennifer Love Hewitt. She actually is in a TV show as well. Do you know which one it is?
I no.
911.
You like those shows, don't you?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they didn't put anything on here about that.
I know, that was weird.
She's one of the dispatchers and definitely has a very interesting personality on that show. And along those lines, William L. Peterson, 72 years old, we know him as Gil Grissom from CSI. So, yes, Kelsey.
All the cop shows.
Yeah, all the cop shows. Kelsey Grammer, 70 years old, Fraser Crane on Cheers, and of course, Fraser. I mean, you can't not have that. Now, Tyne Daly, oh my gosh, 79. Maxine Gray on Judging Amy, and Mary Beth Lacey on Cagney and Lacey. I mean, and David Geffen, 82. He founded DreamWorks with Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzberg. I mean, these are some huge names in. I can't believe how many celebrities we have today. Who else did you see on today's list?
So I see Corbin Bleu, 36, Disney's High School Musical and Jump In. He was also Dancing with the Stars and finished second to Glee's Amber Riley. That's also right. Elliot Page is 38, plays Vanya/Victor Hargreaves in the Netflix series Umbrella Academy, which I love, and the title character in Juno. Also, this is a weird one, but I do have to mention this because I remember this well. Biggie Jackson is 23. Real name, Prince Michael Jackson II. He is the one that Michael Jackson dangled off a balcony in 2002. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was one of those weird moments in Hollywood where you're just like, what?
It was weird.
I still don't understand. Yeah,
I still don't either. Weird. I mean, I remember how much that was covered on television at that time, and everybody was talking about it, and it was so weird. I would agree with you.
Yeah, it gave me the spooks. Like, it made me feel like I don't know, like Hollywood people just aren't human.
Not sure
what that was all about, but yeah. Anyways, I'm glad that was long ago in the past. So anyways, happy birthday to all those folks on the 21st. We do have some birthdays for celebrities on the 22nd that we get to look at here as well today.
Did you see this one? Drew Barrymore is 50. What?
Oh my gosh. Because I grew up with her, right? When she was in E.T. I mean, she's...
Right?
Well, we don't know how old I am. Nobody knows. But I'm just saying, like, I grew up with her. She's around my age. And they just have her as the touchy-feely talk show host. Like, she's so much more than that. She's the
Wedding Singer movie.
I just love her. Yes.
You know, in Wedding Singer, she was awesome in that, you know?
51st Dates. I mean, come on. The charisma between... Or the dynamic between her and Adam Sandler, just, it never gets old for me. We appreciate her and our family. So I'm a big fan of her. I kind of feel like she's like a friend of mine, but you know, I'm sure she feels like that too. Cause she's like listening all the time to the morning show. So,
there's no stalker tendency going on here this morning.
We've got that going for us all the time on the morning show, all the celebrities, all the sports people, all the Hollywood people. They just love Dave and Emily in the morning. So
yes, they're listening.
That's why we have to talk about them. Really? Zach Roerig is 40, plays Matt Donovan on the Vampire Diaries. Excuse me. Who else do you see here for tomorrow, Dave?
Well, right. So for tomorrow, we also have James Blunt is 51. You're Beautiful and Goodbye, My Lover. Thomas Jane is 56. Been in quite a few things, including star of Sci-Fi's The Expanse. Jerry Ryan is 57, 7 of 9, Star Trek Voyager and Star Trek Picard. Julius Irving is 75, also known as Dr. J. And then here we go. Julie Walters is 75, known as Miss Wesley in the Harry Potter movies. So,
Weasley.
Yes.
Weasley, not Wesley. Weasley,
thank
Remember
you.
The Weasley.
I got caught on the other thing, and I was just like, I'm reading ahead, and I'm like, no, we're not talking about that on the air this morning.
Yeah, no, we're not. But, like, that's one of the moments that, like, Super Dave was multitasking and failed. So that's okay, though. You know,
that's
like,
okay.
People can't always do that.
And we're going to fast forward
to Kyle MacLachlan. I don't know if you noticed that one. 66, Kyle MacLachlan. Great actor. Agent Dale Cooper on Twin Peaks. Favorite show ever. He was in a lot of David Lynch movies as well, so we appreciate him. He also played Sky's father and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he was also in Desperate Housewives, apparently. So, and Sex and the City. So that guy, he makes his way around. He's a great actor. I'm rewatching all the Twin Peaks right now, and he's just funny. I just got to give it up for that guy. I appreciate him a lot. So happy birthday to him and all the other celebrities for tomorrow. And we get to talk about the 23rd as well. Dakota Fanning is 31. She was in The Alienist, The Runaways, The Alienist, Runaways. She played Jane in the Twilight movies, which all of you know that I'm a vampire buff as far as movies. And she was frightening in those movies with the red eyes. I don't know if you guys have seen those, but maybe I'm giving up too much about my guilty pleasure talking about how well I know the Twilight movies, but I do. Also, Emily Blunt is 42. She was an Oppenheimer, fantastic actor. Who do you see on here?
Wow. I'm going to mention some that... Patricia Richardson is 74 years old. You know her as Tim Allen's wife, Jill Taylor, on Home Improvement.
What? She's 74. Okay.
She is 74. Isn't that crazy?
Did they just do this to us so we can feel super old? Like,
well, what? I was in shock when I saw that because I, again, grew up watching Home Improvement. And then Tim Allen had his next show. She made a guest appearance on that show. And so I did not realize she was 74. I'm in shock. The other ones that shocked me also are Brad Whitford, 73, Aerosmith rhythm guitarist. Howard Jones is 70, 80 singer. We know the biggest hits of What Is Love, Life in One Day, Things Can Only Get Better, and No One Is to Blame. Wow.
Yeah, that was like the other day. Like, how's that person 70?
Right.
And also, Kristen Davis, who played Charlotte on Sex and the City, she's 60. What the heck is going on out there?
What?
I know, right? Because I remember when the group of people on that show turned 40, and it was like a really big deal. Everybody's like, wow, that show's gonna be over quick because they're 40. Yeah, so she's 60, and I think she was like the young one on the show,
right? And so, Damon John is 56 from Shark Tank, and also the founder and CEO of FUBU as well. But
wow,
yeah, wow, I definitely am feeling slightly older today,
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay, though, because we're not celebrities. So, like,
right.
You know, maybe in our own minds. So, like, people don't really have to take big note of the fact that we've gotten a little older. That's okay. Nobody's really paying that much attention.
No.
They're not. They don't care.
We do have two local birthdays I do need to mention. The one, the only, Becky Everett. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday to Becky, former coworker from another department. If you see Becky out and about, please be sure to wish her a happy birthday and pick on her a little bit for me today as well. And then also, the recently engaged Michelle Grice is also celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Michelle. I hope Kevin is taking you out somewhere nice for dinner tonight. So...
Again, Dave gets on those partners of those local celebrity birthdays. He's not letting them get away with it. He's like, get on out there. He's heard it on the radio. Do something nice.
Yep.
So you heard it from us direct, man. It's live radio. This is how it goes.
Yeah, we want to make
care
sure
of your people on their birthdays.
Yeah, we don't want anyone's birthdays to be forgotten about. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. They have served the area for 67 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 608-643-8531.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath,
scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Tenderly